Welcome, everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show, where I am your host, Monique Rodriguez, and I am talking about contingency plans today on this podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in every week, listening to my podcast, tuning in, reposting the images on your social media page. It really means a lot to me, and I just want to thank you guys before I get into this episode. And I wanted to talk about contingency plans because I strongly believe that when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Now, I have always been a planner by nature. I've always been a person that likes to stay very organized. I'm a person that likes to write things down. I like to have a checklist system. I have my happy planner. And if I don't check off my task for today or whatever day that I'm working on, it gives me anxiety. So that's why I like to stay very organized and I like to write things down. If it's not written down, it's not getting done. So that is a true statement that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And you can't just live life flying by the seat of your pants, because if you live like that, you better hold on, because it's going to be a very bumpy ride, because life is all about growth. It's all about challenges, obstacles, things that you're going to have to overcome. Life is like a roller coaster. You know, you have to be prepared and you want to plan. Now, granted, everything is not going to always go according to plan, but at least you have something in paper, something in stone, something, a roadmap for you to go by, because you need a plan in anything in business. So that's why I wanted to talk about contingency plans, because if your plans fall through, you have to have a backup plan. And not saying that your backup plan is there because you don't have faith, but that's just being smart and that's just having wisdom. I always say this: God gives us the ability to have faith, but he also gives us wisdom and knowledge if we ask for it. And we have to be smart and use that wisdom and knowledge. So that's why this episode is going to be about, what do you do with your contingency plans? So I'm going to read a review. You know, you guys, I like to read my reviews, and I thank you guys so much for leaving me 5-star reviews. I really appreciate it. This review is from B. Nicole 1012, and I assume 1012 is your birthday, because at the end of your review, you say that you are a Libra. So, hey, my Libra sister. So B. Nicole says, I recently started listening to Monique's podcast this week, and I have already completed 5 episodes. Hearing her story and seeing how her success has truly inspired me to follow and pursue my passion and my dreams. Monique, you have gained a new fan supporter. I hope to meet and work with you one day, my Libra sister. Thank you so much, my fellow Libra sister. I really appreciate your review. It means a lot to me. That's how you guys can show me that you appreciate me recording these podcast episodes for you, is just by leaving me a review, letting me know that I'm doing a good job and you're learning the information and you're actually applying the tactical information that I'm providing for you. So that's how you can pay me in return, by leaving me a review, letting me know how you feel about the podcast episodes. So thank you so much for that. So before we get into this episode, here's a word also from our sponsors. Okay, so I know you guys have heard the saying that when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That is a saying that I live by. And like I stated earlier, I am a planner. You can't just live life on the fly. You really have to plan, because, again, it's going to be a bumpy ride. And you got to know what to do and what's going to happen when your plans don't work out. Because no matter how much you plan, you can plan, plan, plan. But what happens if your plans fall through? You gotta cut to plan B. You don't sit around and cry about it. You figure out what else to do and how else is it gonna work out. And if there is no plan B and you're flying by the seat of your pants, It sounds like a fun, spontaneous time, I'm sure, but in reality, it can wreak havoc in your mind and in your personal life. And that's nothing that's fun or exciting when you are wreaking havoc in your life because you don't have a plan. So how can you keep avoidable chaos at bay? Well, you just gotta be creative. You gotta think of what could go wrong with your original plan. And I know you want to believe that everything's going to work out great and it's good to always be positive, but you have to be smart because that will not always be the case. I have planned several things in my business and a lot of things have failed through the cracks and didn't work out, but I didn't cry about it. I got creative and I figured out another way to make things work. And that's what you have to do. You have to be creative because especially in business, no matter how much you plan, something is going to always fail. That's just a given. And you always got to have a backup plan. And that's just being smart. And again, having wisdom, not saying that you don't have faith, but that's just being smart. So what do you do when your plans don't work? Sometimes things are going to happen that is out of your control. And that's when you have that contingency plan that comes in handy. That is your plan B, and that gives you a new route to take your business. And you want to start by identifying the risk to your process and then assess how large are those risks, and then you want to prioritize them. The last thing you want to do is create a plan B and maintain it over time. As you identify those risks, you got to start thinking about what is your process and what is the current process that you have in place right now. And then ask yourself, what will happen to this process if this piece stopped working? And that becomes your risk. And then you got to take all the risks that you've discovered and then prioritize them from the item that poses the greatest risk to the thing that poses the least risk. So you might want to think of these as things that are most damaging versus things that are least damaging. And then you want to put those in order. And then you want to create a plan to work around each of those risks. So that is basically what a contingency plan is. And then you can start feeling better about reaching your goals should any of those risks come to light. You'll be better prepared to deal with them in a way that saves your business from destruction. And so now, to totally be honest with you, you owe it to yourself to protect your business. Again, this is something that you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into, so don't be afraid to fight for what's yours, because your empire is worth it. When you have a contingency plan, it makes it more likely that your company will bounce back from an emergency situation because things will happen. And one of the benefits is that it prevents people from panicking, including yourself, or responding erratically to things when you are very stressed out. Because you don't want to operate under stress, because when you operate under stress, you make decisions that often leads to oversights or, what's worse, costly mistake. So it is important to always have a contingency plan because planning is important for every aspect of your life. It's very crucial for your business and it can be great for preventing risk. So to make things much more simpler, your contingency plans are your backup plans that your business activate only when a disaster or unforeseen circumstances or situations disrupts the operation of your company or puts your employees or yourself at risk. And the purpose of your plan is to minimize the disruption of your business, to safeguard your business, because this is your empire, this is what you've built, and also the safety of everyone involved. There is a good chance that a business may never have to use that contingency plan, but it is still important that you have one. Your contingency plans are better for preparation. You can prepare for the worst in the best way possible if you know about any possible unpredictable events. And that's how you can protect your enterprise from a number of harmful and risky scenarios through efficient and planning. You want to have better flexibility. So not only do your contingency plans aid you in preparing for the worst, but they also enable your place of business to be more flexible to any foreseeable challenges that may arise in the future, because things are going to happen and your business has to be prepared for that. So regardless of the situation, if you have that contingency plan to rely on, you'll be able to deal with those obstacles and challenges that you're going to face as a business owner. You'll be able to deal with them much better and also head on. You'll also be able to work better in a more stress-free environment because you have a plan and you have a contingency plan. And you also want to have a quicker reaction. Any business that has that contingency plan in place is more likely to respond quickly to unplanned events because they're going to happen. And again, you're going to prevent panic. It is not the danger that causes people to panic. They panic because they don't know what solutions are currently in place. And there is nothing more disastrous than that. But if you have that contingency plan, everyone knows that there is a quick plan of action that exists and they know how they can implement that solution because of that backup plan. And that allows for a quicker recovery, even in some of the worst situations. So having that contingency plan is just better for your business operation overall, because it's always better to be proactive instead of reactive and have a plan in place. Even if the chances are slim that you're never going to need to use those contingency plans, you want to create a contingency team and give the responsibility of activating those plans when it is required. You never want to allow your contingency plans to go stale. You want to familiarize yourself on a frequent basis. And when you develop a team, also keep your team familiarized with that training. Should it have to go into effect, you have that plan and everyone on your team is refreshed and know exactly what to do to avoid disaster and frustration and high stress. We want to avoid the stress as much as possible because it's already stressful running and operating a business. So again, this is your baby. This is something that you put your heart, your soul, your blood, sweat, and tears into. Why not have a backup plan in case something happens? It's just like car insurance. You have car insurance just in case. You have home insurance just in case. Your contingency plan is that just in case something happens. If your plan A doesn't work, you always have to have a plan B to fall back on. And it's not about you don't have the faith, but it's about being smart and having that wisdom that God has blessed us with. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And again, if you love this episode, take a screenshot, upload it to your social media, tag myself, Exquisite Mo, and at The Secret Sauce to Success. And I will repost your screenshot on my story because I like to see who's listening to my podcast. So thanks again. I appreciate you guys so much. And until next time, I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, The Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later.